According to organizer Melissa Milam, the Heber Valley Food Revolution is part of a global food movement originally started by international chef Jamie Oliver. Oliver took it upon himself to try to revolutionize what school children eat.
Just to stand up for real food, to get more connected with our food, and to, you know, see what's available locally. Start cooking again. That's a big message. He revolutionized the UK food system first. And this has been a long journey for him. And then he brought his TV show to the US, and it was like wildfire. People were so interested. He did hit a lot of roadblocks in LA. It's hard to work with a government entity like a school lunch program. But at least he started a fire here that helped people like me who want to be ambassadors for him and carry the message forward.
The Heber Valley Project was founded by Milam, who says she's witnessed needless childhood obesity across the nation. And school lunches can be a big culprit, she says, depending on where you live.
We lived in Vermont for a long time, and I let my kids have lunch because I knew the local organic farm supplied most of their fruits and vegetables. I'm like, oh, cool, whatever. Didn't think too much about it. And then we moved to Tennessee for 9 months, and I watched one of my children gain 10 pounds in 9 months. And I couldn't figure out why, because we hadn't changed our eating habits at home, but I realized he was getting most of his calories at school.
The thrust of the program is to educate school kids on what healthy eating is and to help them build gardens and grow their own food. Jen McCarthy and her family are part of the food revolution and try to live sustainably so they can serve as a model to teach both adults and children.
Both in our energy as well as our food source. So we're trying to grow most of our own food. And then a side thing of that, our girls felt like they were being worked to death, and their parents don't believe in allowance or anything like that. So they started a business at the Heber Farmers Market selling their produce one day a week through the summer, and they found it to be quite rewarding.
They've taken a gardening class into the schools and have watched the healthy food knowledge base expand.
We teach a segment on small farming and agriculture to the seventh grade.
And let me just say, this teacher went from brownies in the microwave to green smoothies through one of, from your vegetables from your farm, correct?
Yeah.
And that was a huge change for her. And it's not easy. I mean, I don't know that it was completely well received at first. I mean, who wants a green smoothie over a brownie, right?
The group is holding an awareness campaign, activities, and a fundraiser coming up May 17th and 18th.
Our mission statement is to improve the health of our kids by upgrading the food in our schools and communities. And it is directly to fight childhood obesity. And these events coming up are to bring the community together to educate and to raise funds. So it's a two-day event, and it's actually Global Food Revolution Day, sponsored by Jamie Oliver.
The 2 days consists of speakers, education, food, fun, and a fundraiser.
A panel discussion the morning of the 17th. We have moderator Dr. Hugo Rodier, who is a very well-known doctor in the area, holistic doctor. We have panelist members, the food nanny, Liz Edmonds. We have local Park City chef Jason Kiefer. Love him. And we also have our own food service supervisor, Darren Wilkins. And he has a very fine-tuned knowledge of how the government works with our school lunch program. So it should be a really engaging discussion. And there will be breakfast.
That's Melissa Milam, along with Jen McCarthy. Visit HeberValleyFoodRevolution.org to learn how to get involved and for a full schedule of events. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.